Welcome to today's episode, where we dive into the latest in technology, starting with Apple. Get ready to hear about how to disable Face ID on your iPhone 14 Pro, the 16-inch MacBook Pro hitting an all-time low price, incredible deals on iPhones and other Apple gear, fixing the no SIM card installed error, Apple's stunning advancements in AI and self-healing screens, a nostalgic leap with a 1990s PowerBook, updates in preparation for the Paris Olympics, conflict mineral accusations, Marvel's experience on Apple Vision Pro, and more. Next up in Apple News, here's the latest roundup of updates, deals, and exciting rumors. Discover how to disable Face ID and the always-on display feature on your iPhone 14 Pro, and get equipped with tips on preserving your iPhone's battery longevity. The 16-inch MacBook Pro is available at a steep discount, hitting its all-time low price of $1,798, with a bonus coupon for AppleCare. This is a limited-time offer, so act fast. Additionally, you can save $200 on a 15-inch M3 MacBook Air with 8GB RAM and 256GB storage, available on Amazon. CNET is showcasing the best deals on iPhones and Apple gear for 2024, including massive savings on the iPhone 15, 14, SE, and more. Apple fans can expect even better deals on MacBooks, AirPods Max, Apple Watches, and other devices as major retailers roll out their Memorial Day sales. Learn quick fixes for the no SIM card installed error on iPhones, and find out how to use your iMac as a monitor for other devices with ease, whether connecting to a Mac, PC, or iPad. A 1990s PowerBook has successfully run macOS Monterey, proving that Apple devices can withstand the test of time. Apple's WWDC 2024, led by Guruji Sri Arnav, promises major tech revelations and hope for the future of Apple products. The event is also expected to unveil significant AI developments that could potentially transform how we interact with their devices. Prominent investor Steve Eisman believes Apple will become a hub for AI applications, which will drive the need for upgraded devices. Future iPhones could come equipped with self-healing screen technology, and new emojis are potentially being included in the upcoming iOS 18 release. Apple's M4 iPad Pro now features a mysterious new sensor in the rear camera. The company has also returned to a single-wide lens and LiDAR scanner, removing the ultra-wide lens. Ahead of the Paris Olympics, Apple has updated its Maps and Wallet apps to enhance navigation and user convenience. Apple has been accused by Congo of using conflict minerals in its products, despite ongoing supplier audits and denials from the company. Disney's Marvel experience is coming to the Apple Vision Pro on May 30th. Microsoft revives mixed reality in Windows 11 with volumetric apps on MetaQuest, marking a new era of immersive experiences. Stay tuned for more updates as we continue to cover all things Apple in our upcoming segments. Next up in Google News, we've got an exciting round of updates and developments from the tech giant. Here's a quick rundown of the biggest stories. Android 15 Beta 2 enhancements. Pixel users are in for a treat with the latest Android 15 Beta 2 release, which introduces exciting new features like a screensaver tool and advanced vibration controls. This update promises enhanced customization, allowing users to tailor their device experience even more. AI feature criticism. Google's new AI overview search tool has come under fire for providing nonsensical and incorrect answers, prompting concerns about its accuracy and the potential sabotage of AI development for search functionalities. To add fuel to the fire, Google is planning to introduce ads in this AI feature, which may further impact user experience. Additionally, the AI search feature has faced backlash for odd and sometimes dangerous advice, exposing serious flaws in AI accuracy that the company is now scrambling to fix. Pixel 8a longevity. The Google Pixel 8a continues to impress users after extended use, though some minor issues have been noted. It's still a strong contender in the mid-range smartphone market with its robust performance. Google is also set to manufacture Pixel 8 smartphones in India, partnering with Dixon Technologies, marking a significant move in localizing production, with the initial launch scheduled for September. Privacy controversy. The creator of Google's incognito mode has found themselves embroiled in a controversy, adding another challenging chapter to Google's ongoing saga around privacy and transparency. AI and Chromebook integration. Google is expanding its Chromebooks with deeper Gemini integration, new features, and even introducing ads in AI-generated search results. This strategic shift aims to merge AI capabilities more closely with everyday device use. Google has also unveiled new Chromebook models with upgraded features, focusing on AI enhancements to cater to both regular and cloud gaming needs. Google Pay updates. To streamline online shopping, Google Pay has rolled out three new features that enhance both safety and convenience, marking a significant upgrade in its payment processing capabilities. Undersea Cable Project. Google's ambitious project to lay an undersea cable named Umoja will connect Africa and Australia, significantly boosting digital connectivity for some of the least connected regions in the world. Adaptive audio in Google Meet. Enhancing user experience in Google Meet, the new adaptive audio feature promises to reduce echo by syncing microphones across laptops, ensuring clearer audio during meetings. Data center developments. Google has secured its position as the third largest player in the data center processor design market, trailing just behind giants like Intel. Overall, Google continues pushing boundaries in various tech arenas, though not without facing some significant challenges. These updates highlight both the innovations and hurdles the company is navigating in its quest to remain at the forefront of technology. Security updates. With security always in focus, Google has released emergency updates to patch high-severity vulnerabilities in Chrome, ensuring users remain safeguarded against active threats. Hash coming up next in the world of Microsoft. 1. AI innovations and enhancements. Real-time AI video translation in Edge. Microsoft Edge will soon feature AI-based real-time video translation for platforms like YouTube, enhancing accessibility for non-English speakers. AI-powered Advanced Paste in PowerToys. A new AI-powered feature in Microsoft PowerToys, Advanced Paste, will facilitate seamless clipboard content conversion. Free Team Copilot AI Assistant. Microsoft's AI assistant, Team Copilot, will be made available for free to existing customers, enhancing productivity tools at no additional cost. 2. New tools and platforms. Competing AI development tools. Microsoft has launched new AI tools for Windows software development, aiming to rival those from Alphabet, Amazon, and Apple. Microsoft Build 2024 highlights. At Microsoft Build 2024, new Copilot AI features were unveiled, including a personal assistant and custom agents. The event also introduced the Snapdragon Dev Kit for Windows, GitHub Copilot extensions, and the Azure AI Studio. Global investments and expansion. Cloud and AI investment in France. Microsoft is committing $4.3 billion to cloud infrastructure and AI development in France, planning advanced data centers in Paris and Marseille by 2025. Amazon has also pledged $1.3 billion for similar projects. Empowering the visually impaired. Microsoft crowned the 2024 Imagine Cup World Champion to From Your Eyes, a mobile application dedicated to assisting users with vision disabilities. 4. Privacy and ethical concerns. Privacy investigations in the UK. The UK watchdog is scrutinizing Microsoft AI for allegedly capturing screenshots without user consent, raising significant privacy concerns. AI PCs dominance concerns. The integration of AI in PCs could bolster Microsoft's dominance in the enterprise sector, posing potential risks that businesses might find challenging to overlook. CEO's take on AI. Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella emphasized that AI should be seen as a tool rather than being humanized, a perspective that could influence broader ethical discussions around AI development. Stay tuned for more detailed discussions on these and other significant updates in the tech world. Next up in NVIDIA news, NVIDIA's CEO, Jensen Huang, recently shared exciting developments during an earnings call. Among the highlights, Huang detailed the upcoming launch of the new AI chip named Blackwell, set to revolutionize generative AI. NVIDIA is also enhancing Copilot Plus PCs with RTX GPUs, positioning itself firmly within the ongoing AI trend. Financially, NVIDIA is on an impressive trajectory, reporting a staggering 262% year-over-year revenue increase, reaching $26.4 billion in Q1 and smashing all estimates. This boost has been predominantly led by surging demand for AI chips, prompting a 10-for-1 stock split in response to its stellar performance. NVIDIA's shares have surged past the $1,000 mark, driven by AI-driven sales and remarkable earnings results. Wedbush analyst Dan Ives predicts this momentum could usher in trillion-dollar valuations, likening the AI trend to the internet revolution of 1995. The company's data center revenue alone saw a whopping increase of 427% in Q1, indicating massive demand for NVIDIA's AI infrastructure. NVIDIA continues to thrive despite intensifying competition, including from Huawei in China, pushing its market cap past $2.5 trillion. Analysts remain optimistic, with Piper Sandler and TD Cowen both raising NVIDIA's price target to $1,200. Looking ahead in innovation, NVIDIA plans to release new AI chips annually, accelerating from the previous biennial updates. And the potential release of the NVIDIA RTX 5090 with 32GB VRAM has tech enthusiasts buzzing. The company is also exploring ARM-based CPUs for laptops by 2025, which could be game-changing. On a different note, NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang recently received a 60% pay increase, riding the waves of AI hype. His leadership has been pivotal, and his forward-looking statements reflect optimism about AI's role in shaping the future. However, NVIDIA faces challenges as Samsung's HBM chips reportedly failed NVIDIA's tests due to heat and power issues, although Samsung denies this. Additionally, renowned investor Rob Arnott has expressed doubts about NVIDIA's long-term market dominance. Moreover, NVIDIA is navigating legal waters, defending itself against a copyright infringement lawsuit by American authors. NVIDIA rejects the accusations and challenges the term shadow library used in the case. Stay tuned for more updates as NVIDIA continues to dominate the AI landscape and redefine technological frontiers. Next up in Reddit news, here's a roundup of some intriguing discussions and developments from the Reddit community. 1. Tech and security. Linux and security. A proposed patch for the Linux kernel introduces password protection for SD cards, enhancing data security for users relying on these versatile storage devices. Privacy and security. Users are discussing ways to bypass university network restrictions that block secure search engines and VPNs. The accidental exposure of operational security on Reddit and the implications of privacy and human rights related to Tornado Cash. 2. Cybersecurity queries. Malware detection. A Reddit user seeks advice on effective methods for detecting malware on their PC. Phishing concern. Someone clicked on a phishing link but did not enter any details, now seeking advice on safety measures. 3. Tech discussions. Time trials. Reddit user Atrus Homeboy has sparked a lively discussion around time trials, delving into techniques and personal achievements. Dark web exploration. A new user curious about exploring the dark web is facing challenges in finding accessible and interesting content. 4. Programming and development. HNSW explained, there's a deep dive into HNSW, hierarchical navigable small world graphs in vector search. React UI replication. Tips and techniques for identifying and recreating Reddit's comment thread UI using React. AI and privacy. The University of Maryland introduces an automatic text privatization framework for online privacy through large language model fine-tuning. Connecting the past. Users are discussing accessing old hacked email accounts with mismatched passwords and getting no support from providers. Login implementation. How to implement website login while minimizing personal data collection. React development. Topics range from beginner to intermediate transitions, imposter syndrome, interview preparation, and more. 5. Tech tools and tips. Rubber ducky USB. A user seeks creative ideas for using a rubber ducky USB on someone's laptop. Machine learning challenge. Assistance is sought for solving a machine learning CTF challenge posted on Reddit. CSS queries. Discussions on inheritance possibilities in CSS and other related questions. Component import in React. Seeking solutions for importing and loading components from a URL at runtime in a Create React app setup. 6. AI and advanced tech. XR and AI. Discover how artificial intelligence is transforming extended reality XR challenges. Zero Trust Architecture, protecting AI with Zero Trust Architecture and data-centric security measures. 7. Miscellaneous discussions, commenting systems. How to implement route protection in a React app using conditional rendering for different user paths. Game development, speculation and discussion around potential game mods and their implementations. 8. community highlights, ReactConf highlights. Key updates from ReactConf include compiler updates, React router enhancements, and more. Tech support scams, examining how tech support scams can sometimes leave the scammer's CCTV cameras compromised. New tech advancements, exploring significant technological advancements since 1990. This vibrant mix of technical discussions, cybersecurity tips, and web development tricks reflects the breadth of expertise and curiosity in the Reddit community. Stay tuned for more insights and updates from your favorite online forums. That's it for today's Reddit News Highlights. For detailed insights and to join the discussions, head over to the respective subreddit threads. Stay curious and safe online. HTML and React. Learning new tricks and tweaks to manage HTML and React for various web development projects. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Make sure to catch our next exciting technology episode happening weekly. See you then.